Hello, this is Jo Tomlin here in Edinburgh for the Fringe Review, and I'm going to be talking to members of a physical theatre company from Russia. So please could you introduce yourselves?
My name is Alena Geva. I'm director, performer and dancer of physical theatre, Postislov. It's my company, my theatre company. It was founded about 5 years ago. Yeah.
And could you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Anna. I'm a dancer for Postislov Theatre and a theatre manager as well.
Okay, so could you tell us about the show, On This Side of Time?
On This Side of Time is our special program. It's our first time on Fringe, and we are really happy to show it here. It's kind of metaphoric. It's a very symbolic story told with the language of body and movement. And for us, it's very important to combine different movement techniques together, because we are learning different styles of movements. It's contemporary dance, contact improvisation, butoh dancing, and we are looking for our own style of movement. And in this piece, On This Side of Time, we are exploring the theme of relationship between time in into us and time outside, and this feeling of man in the space of time. Something like this. Maybe you want to add something?
Well, no one can say what it's about better than the director. But yes, it's I mean the original idea. But yes, it's our UK premiere, and it's very special show, very deep. Yeah.
What's it like being a dancer in this show?
It's a great privilege, and it's very precious to me personally, because I think what we do is something different from many others, and you know, it's a lot of work, but it's such a great reward anyway when we perform together.
How long have you been part of this company?
Practically from the start, yeah, so we've come a long way.
And what did you do before?
I was into dance, but not as physical theater dancer, so yeah, that's my background.
You talked a little about the styles of movement. You mentioned something about the different styles of movement, contemporary, lyrical. Could you tell me how you chose which styles to do or blend for different sequences of the piece?
We just use different techniques, and we try to combine it together, to mix it, to find our own language of body. So it's impossible to check in this part we use this technique and then something like that. So I think and I hope we can find our own way of body expression and to find our own language with using all these techniques in background.
Did the dancers collaborate with you on the choreography? Or
Exactly. For me, it's very important to give space for dancers for improvisation, and I appreciate very much any suggestions from my dancers, because I think it's it could be really great ideas of choreography. Yeah, and this piece is both my choreography and many ideas of dancers, and we together at rehearsals we always discuss together what will be better for this part of, yeah, so yeah.
There was one part with a song, and the other gentleman was dancing in the center of a circle, and he was taking on some very strong physical positions with arms outstretched and things like that, kneeling. It was very emotive and very, very visual. Mm-hmm. Could you explain a little about what his movements were about, how they came about, and how they relate to the song?
Well, it's a little difficult to speak for him, but this song is a traditional, very authentic Russian song. And, you know, as a very deep-rooted culture, it's very metaphorical, so it's very emotional. And when we sing it, it moves, you know, the man in a very special way, mm-hmm. Yes. And this song is kind of evoking his very distant part of spirit, and this spirit is trying to find its way out. That's why it's very expressive, very strong. Yeah.
Okay. Now, could you tell me about the music? The music was very strong, dynamic, unusual, but it seemed sometimes to have some Middle Eastern influence or Southeast Asian influence. Could you tell me who... where the music came from? Is it original, or did someone else compose it? And why you chose that music?
It depends. It's different because sometimes we're collaborating with different composers from different countries. And they are preparing music special for our pieces. Sometimes we find good music for a particular part of our show, and we discuss with composer if it's possible to use this music, and so it could be different, and sometimes we use real live voices and live music, and for us it's very important to collaborate with other artists, with other art forms, to find new ways of communication between theater, dance, and music, theater and visual art, theater, dancing, movement, and painting, for example. And that's why we are looking for new musicians, for new composers, and we are trying to find very unusual music for our pieces, and so in this piece, on this side of time, we are using all this experience of our previous collaborations with different musicians.
Do you have anything to add about the music?
Well, I just think it's a very interesting mix, as Alena said, of originally produced music for us, which we are very grateful, and I think it only adds up to the, you know, to the what's happening on stage. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think it's very deep and strong.
You are wearing white face makeup on your face and upper body, and you were wearing it more, you know, over your legs as well. What does this denote? Why is this? And then the other dancer sitting with us, who I'm going to ask to make a comment later, he has a lot of white face on. So what does it mean?
Well, it's one element that has a lot of meaning and traditions inside, starting from Bhutto tradition of white painting and objectifying the body and letting, kind of erasing personality, so something deeper can be expressed, can show up. Yes, sorry.
No, that's fine. And now for you, please say your name and follow...
My name is Konstantin.
Thank you. And What do you do in this show and the company?
Переводи, моя роль в компании. Какая у меня роль в компании? Говори.
Pardon. So, Konstantin is our artistic director.
And what would you like to add about the show or anything to do with the concept and how it was developed?
Дело в том, что мы театр, который интересует... Еще громче. Как будет громче?
Louder.
Louder. Yes, understand. Дело в том, что мы театр, которого интересуют тонкие смыслы. Переводим.
The thing is, we are a theater who is interested in very delicate, very fine objects and things, and essences.
И театр — это особый язык, который позволяет выразить то, что невозможно выразить на обычном вербальном языке.
And theater is a special language that allows you to express something which is not possible to express verbally.
Поэтому мы собрались вместе, чтобы выразить то, что нас волнует на том языке, на котором можно это выразить.
That's why we got together to express something that touches us, that we, you know, we are thinking of in a way that no other language can do.
Поэтому мы часто говорим, что наше шоу не для всех.
That's why we have to say that our show is not for, you know, for everyone, like for mass audience.
Это шоу для людей, которые настроены на тонкие вещи.
It's a show for people who are tuned to perceive very fine things.
Но мы очень хотим, чтобы это было шоу для всех.
But of course, in this way, we want our show to be for everyone.
То, что мы хотим сказать, было интересно всем, важно и интересно всем.
And things that we'd like to say would be interesting and important for everyone.
Now that you've said that, it's your part in this show is very interesting.
И когда вы об этом говорите, ваша роль в спектакле, она очень интересная.
Could you explain how you see your character fitting in and what it does within the show, the story?
Какая его роль в этой истории, в постановке?
Этого характера несколько уровней смыслов.
This character has several layers of sense, you know, meaning.
С одной стороны, человек с улицы, человек толпы.
Yeah, one of those is men from the crowd, you know, men from the street.
С другой стороны, это какое-то необычное существо, которое может жить среди нас.
And at the same time, it's some strange creature that can live among us.
С третьей стороны, это человек, который очень много власти.
From the third part, it's a person who possesses a lot of power.
Этой властью нужно распоряжаться очень осторожно.
And he needs to use this power very thoughtfully.
Эта власть может ломать, может помогать.
Because this power can help or it can break.
А потом он опять идет и растворяется в толпе.
And then he disappears in a crowd.
Любой зритель может отождествить себя с этим персонажем.
And any person from the audience can identify himself with that character.
Но не каждому зрителю эта роль доступна.
But not every person from the audience can act this part.
И многое другое, что увидят сами зрители.
And of course, there are many more layers of meaning that the audience can understand.
Для нас гораздо важнее, что увидят зрители, а не то, что хотим вложить мы.
Yeah, for us, it's more important to see what audience has to say and how they feel about us, more than, you know, to transmit our original idea.
Поэтому мы с удовольствием бы задали вопрос замечательный.
That's why we'd like to ask wonderful Joe.
Да, что она увидела в нашем шоу?
What did you see in our show?
Но тогда мы будем ее интервьюировать.
But then we have to switch parts and interview you.
Нам это очень интересно.
We are very interested in your answer.
Thank you. That will be coming later. I just want to ask very quickly, where is your company going next?
Mm-hmm. Our next point is Paris, because we have very deep connections with different French artists, and I have residents from French embassy for several months there, and we will continue our performances in September and in October in Paris.
Wow, thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you, all of you, so much for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Constantine says that you have very intelligent and deep eyes. And we are very happy that we met.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I don't talk about your eyes, but I think I really was moved by your performance.
Не буду говорить про ваши глаза, но мне очень тронуло ваше представление.
Можете сказать несколько слов от себя, если это возможно?
Is it possible to just hear some words from you, you know, just personally,
not on this, but on something else?
No, just like
for us. Yeah, for us, of course. Oh, okay.
Вы очень глубокий зритель.
Yeah, you are very deep, beholder.
Да, и вы видели 2 миллиона шоу.
And you've seen 2 millions of shows.
I've seen to what?
2 millions of shows before.
I have. I think, first of all, this was a very good space for this performance.
Было очень хорошее пространство для этого.
It had air to breathe. And the sculptural movement with the lighting, sometimes confined lighting, and the expanse showed your movement and choreography and staging very, very well. The opening piece with the two, the male, that was you and your partner. Oh, it was you. I didn't recognize you, sorry. it was very beautiful. It was as you weave around each other, and it was quiet, but very interesting movement. Then the three other people arrived, and that was interesting. It was exciting to have more people on the stage. And I liked, but I didn't understand what they were doing, but I liked the movement like this. It was like there was a room or something, a boundary, but it wasn't too rigid, but it was there.
It was interesting.
Then there were several duos with you and the other dancer that were just beautiful.
Просто очень красиво.
Really lovely. You are very flexible and
очень
bendy. Is that a word, bendy? We use it here in here. And then when you came, you got up. It was just added something else. It was a bit clown. Because a lot of white face and your visual face. You know, you had exaggerated. While all the other faces had been neutral. Or natural. Just natural. So you added a whole other dimension.
Yes.
And
he is the master of time.
Oh, you are the master of time. Good. Yeah. I also like the movement where you were all rigid, everyone rigid, and leaning forward. So I felt, for me, it felt like the future, or searching, or looking toward the future. Because I like the part, the song. And I have to say, when I read here that there was going to be Russian traditional song, I thought, ooh, what is that, you know, what is that like? But it was very beautiful. So it was a lovely piece, and I had forgotten it was your premiere today.
So,
break a leg, as we say, or in French we say merde, for the future run.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Спасибо.
Спасибо.
Спасибо. Спасибо. Yes. 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 Okay. Good Russian.
До свидания.
До свидания.
Nice
to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your translation and thank you for your dance, your choreography.
Thank you very much for your questions. It was very interesting to answer.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. And thank you to you. We should return the chairs.
Yeah.
Because